This is Lori Prox here with Nick Farline and Jennifer James of the Valdez Civic Center, Parks and Recreation, and that includes cultural services. And we're kind of have you here today to talk about something that's going to kind of bring a lot of those things to our community. And thankfully, we're thankful it all happened to work out. So it's smack dab in the middle of KVAK's Frosty Fever. So big event, and it's called
Banff National Film Festival, their world tour. We're really excited that they're coming to Valdez. And Lori, I appreciate you having us on. This has been something that Jennifer and I have been talking about, for a couple years now. And we're finally able to bring them here. And we've got a date in March, as you mentioned, right in the middle of Frosty Fever.
Now, Banff Film Festival, I think a lot of people say, yeah, I've heard the name. I don't really know what it is. So first tell us about the organization Banff and how they started, and then we'll get into the film festival and what that's going to look like here in Valdez.
Yeah, absolutely. So Banff Mountain Film Festival was originally started in Banff, Alberta. So just north of Washington State there in Canada. And they started by collecting a bunch of independent filmmakers, adventure films. And those are range anything from mountain sports to whitewater rafting, kayaking, to travel adventures. I mean, it really spans a variety, but it's a film festival specific to mountain adventure sports and recreation.
Well, and it's going to be a little bit different here in Valdez, or maybe not different than Banff, but than our typical movie, because this is like a movie extravaganza. The doors are opening at 5. The movies start at 7, and they're kind of a whole show of its own. But there's a lot of giveaways, and you have representatives from Banff come. They actually come and put the festival on. So that's there's a lot of hubbub along with this film festival.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And Jennifer has been talking with her contact at Banff, and what Banff does is it's a world tour. So they've got shows absolutely all over the United States. Here in Alaska, there's only four cities that Banff is visiting this year. They'll be in Sitka, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and then Valdez.
So we were the big boys.
That's right. No, we were absolutely excited about being able to get on that list. And again, Jennifer and the Civic Center had quite a bit of back and forth with Banff because it is such a production, and these are really high quality technical films. And so there was an entire process behind the scenes to make sure that we had the capacity or we had the technical requirements in order to play them. And we did. I mean, that's it, which is a testament to the Civic Center. And
so
here,
like, there's going to be like an audio visual experience.
It's just, you know, really great independent films. We were lucky to get on this rotation, and we're just so glad that they're coming. And it's just a chance for, if you enjoy the outdoors and, you know, maybe you want to see something that's just a little bit different. People are doing off the beaten path and, you know,
I think it's great for couch potatoes, too, because honestly, sometimes we forget how awesome the area is that we live in. And I may not scale Bridal Veil Falls with my ice cleats, but boy, do I love to go drive through the canyon and see that. So I would imagine it would have a pretty wide appeal.
No, I think you're 100% right. And I've had the opportunity to see Banff in a number of cities. Probably we were just talking about this before we got on the air, maybe 15 different shows.
There's a lot of nostalgia.
There is a lot of nostalgia.
Right? Like, so tell us about when you've gone to the Banff Film Festival as a child, you said. So what does it mean to you? There's a feeling about it. It sounds like it's more than a show.
Absolutely. No, we born and raised in Spokane, and it was an absolute mark that calendar whenever Banff was coming to town. Myself and my family, we would go. We went to the same spot for dinner, walk across the street to the Bing Theater in Spokane, and we'd watch Banff Film Festival. And as you mentioned, Lori, there's such a variety of different films, and they change every year. And so some are absolutely inspirational. Some, you know, maybe you don't own those ice cleats, but by gosh, you get inspired by somebody that is out there snowshoeing or hiking. And so that's, for me, Banff has been, it's provided moments of absolute inspiration to get outside and experience nature, but also to see what's possible. There was a film that comes to mind This is a few years back where a gentleman, a double amputee, had summited 5 of the world's tallest peaks, and they went on his, they documented his adventure to get up to the top of Everest. Incredibly inspirational. And so they truly run the gamut, and it's not just artsy films. There's hardcore skiing films, and I've seen everything from really cool kayaking movies.
And it's
to
a variety of lengths, right? These films are how many? It's 7 to like a 3-hour film festival, but you could see any number of films.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, so I mean, you know, you might have a film that's only, you know, 8 to 10 minutes long, then you turn around, you might watch another one for 45 minutes. It just depends on the subject matter that they're covering, and, you know, it takes as long as it takes to tell a story.
And Nick, I would imagine it's not something you get bored at. I would imagine, it sounds like it's action-packed.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this as well is that, so before the event starts, as we mentioned, the doors open at 5, so you get a chance to come in. There is, now, we will be providing beer and wine, and so...
Well, it's a no-host bar, yep. Beer and wine. So, you know, come in and have a drink and socialize.
And it's Valdez, and people are going to be excited about your next announcement, and that is there are prizes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's going to be prizes. And as I was mentioning, we'll do some prizes, some giveaways right before the film festival starts. There is an intermission. So, as you mentioned, you don't get bored with it because sometimes there's such an adrenaline rush with some of these films that it's kind of nice to take an intermission and be able to kind of collect. But yeah, and so during intermission, there'll be some more prizes, and then we'll have a big grand prize at the end of the event, and working really closely with the prospector right now on a really cool, special, big prize. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag yet.
All right, well, we'll leave it there for now, but we're going to be checking in with you and get updates and doing some more previews of this Banff Film Festival coming Wednesday, March 4th to Valdez. Pretty excited about the whole deal. We'll talk price, so give a few more details, but for now, what people need to know is mark your calendars.
That's right.
It's Wednesday, March 4th. Mm-hmm. So March 4th, put that on your calendar.
And, please come up and join us.
Yeah, make it happen.
Valdez. Yep.